Hello, welcome to Minty Mondays, a space where you can get a fresh start for the week. Sunday nights can be hard, and Monday mornings can be even harder. I'm just here to try to help you start off the week with a little motivation and a little hope to get you unstuck from whatever situation that you're in. This episode, we're going to talk about the past. How do you get over your past so it doesn't affect who you are currently and who you want to be? I don't have an answer for that. I see memes or motivational quotes online that you can't let your past influence you and that you can't use your past as an excuse. And honestly, I think that's a bunch of bull. Well, most of it anyways. Maybe instead of looking at your past trauma as an excuse, look at it as a reason. Why do I do X, Y, and Z? And now, how can I fix it? How can I help myself or help others? I don't believe in playing the victim long term. Sometimes we are the victim, and we need to stay in that mindset for a short time to accomplish what we need to get done in that phase of life. But when we need to evaluate who we are and grow, it is time to step out of being a victim. Whether that's a past relationship, a bad job, maybe bad parenting, maybe being bullied in school, at a certain point, we're gonna have to take that trauma, learn from it, use that information, and not necessarily move on, but incorporate it positively into our lives. Don't forget, even flowers grow in shit. So we've got to grow too. We, as a human race, we are not special. If all plant life essentially grows from dirt, we can grow from dirt too. I was a victim of domestic violence for almost 4 years. My first husband was violent. He was emotionally, physically, mentally, and sexually abusive. After our divorce, I was even able to terminate his rights to our son because he mentally and physically could not parent or be alone with our son. I carried this trauma into all of my relationships, friendships, co-workers, family. I was either toxic, closed off, unemotional, quick to anger, selfish, or just simply put myself and child before everyone else, which is kind of how it should be in a sense, but I did it in a very destructive manner. I met my current husband, and he helped me, without knowing, evaluate some of my behavior. I eventually sat down and looked at myself and who I was and why I was doing what I was doing. And it took years of work to work out my issues and to get a better, hold of what was going on. And yes, I had to let people go because I was toxic to them, or they had to let me go because they were toxic to me, or I just had to change the way I approached people and change the way that I acted. And yes, I still have flashbacks and nightmares, but I attempt to not let that bother me anymore. I attempt to not let my past be the reason why I can't move on and be successful in all avenues of life. If your past is holding you back, get help. either professional or from a friend or a preacher or a mentor, whatever you feel comfortable with. You could even just help yourself by journaling, finding prompts online, you know, meditation, prayer, if you are not ready to speak to somebody. Do you need spiritual guidance? Do you need forgiveness? Do you need to forgive? Do what you need to do to evaluate what has happened, learn, and adapt. Now for your call to action, I'll pull an affirmation, a quote, and a challenge for the week, and use them as you wish. So my affirmation for the week is, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. And the quote is, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. It's from Martin Luther King. And the challenge is, tell someone you appreciate them. I know that challenge might not be too exciting, but I think a lot of us, especially people, you know, we are working or we're parents or we have lots of other obligations. Those are my obligations, but I know that a lot of people have two jobs or they are taking care of a parent. You know, you have other things going on. Sometimes we forget to tell people that we appreciate them, and it might be that we appreciate how nice somebody is to us at the grocery store, or how nice our barista is, you know, or maybe a spouse, a friend, even our child. It will do you good to tell them that you appreciate them, but I think it might also do them some good, because they might not even know that they need that from you. Anyways, have an amazing week. Remember your positive qualities. Focus on your positive goals. Thanks for getting fresh with me. Talk to you next week on Minty Mondays.